following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
O'Reilly. Shop the O'Reilly Auto Parts Super Saver Sale and find Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner on sale for $4.99. Clean clogged injectors with Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner, $4.99 during the Super Saver Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show live from the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug and Mike took the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth east to catch up with Big Ten coaches and players about the upcoming football season. So let's go live to Chicago for the Doug and Daddy show.
From Chicago and the Hilton Hotel, the 2013 Big Ten Media Days are underway. Doug Duda and Mike Will with you as we get to talk a little Big Ten football action today. Things are underway with Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin. New coach Gary Anderson has spoke a little bit here already. Mike, a lot going on in the world, and it's great to be back in Chicago and time to get to college football underway unbelievably.
Yeah, this is really the start of things here. We got all the coaches, all the players are here. They're gathered here. And how many questions and how many answers are we going to hear in the next 12 hours or so? We're going to try to answer a lot of those. We got some surprises already. I'll tell you what, we talked to a couple of folks here. If you're looking for a team out there that could challenge for the college football national championship this year, we're hearing an awful lot of Stanford all of a sudden, Doug. It's kind of blown in out of the lakes, so to speak. It's Stanford. Everybody's talking Stanford here.
Yeah, we've talked to some of the Fox Sports Net guys. Charles Davis is going to join us here on today's show. We'll catch up with Joel Klatt a little bit later on. Of course, they're starting their expanding. They're not starting. They're expanding their venture. They are going to have a Saturday morning college football pregame show that will go up against College Game Day. Of course, they've got the Big Ten. They've got the Big Ten championship game, the Pac-12, and a couple of other conferences that they will cover. And we'll talk with them about that. Ohio State. That obviously is the story coming in. And the story also here in the last 24 hours is Carlos Hyde. They've dismissed a player. They've sent a player home. It sounds like maybe this isn't going to be as big a deal as always. The media kind of has to make it out to be. Something happens, it gets blown out of proportion. Most signs are pointing to Carlos Hyde probably being fairly innocent. I guess if you just want to read between the lines, you can't say that he's completely innocent. We don't know. But that situation will probably be resolved quickly. He'll probably be back on the football team, and Ohio State will get through this day and get through the upcoming preseason, and it'll be a thing of the past.
We haven't heard from Urban Meyer yet, but we expect him to address that here coming up. I think he's in the next segment over in the other room, so we expect him to address that and see exactly where that's at. You know, I kind of talked about this kind of shaping up to be just a normal routine type of media day until that happened the other day. So that obviously is going to be the center point where we start talking Ohio State football in a little bit when Urban Meyer takes to the podium here in just a bit.
There are a few other topics that we will talk about. The state baseball field is almost completely full now for A, B, and C seniors. Congratulations to Kearney and Grand Island. This is a two-way street here, obviously, with Mike Will, Hastings Sports Director, Doug Duda, Kearney Sports Director, two really low-scoring, good junior games last night. As we knew going into the A7 junior tournament, Kearney and Hastings were probably the best two teams. They proved it. It went down to the second championship game. It went down to a 2-2 game going into the seventh. Hastings scored one in the top of the seventh. Kearney scored two. And you feel bad for Hastings because you know they're there, and Kearney has had so much success, both the juniors and seniors, getting to the championship.
Well, they played three times during that area tournament. Kearney beat Hastings in the first round, 3-2 in 10 innings, and they played two great games last night. So Hastings knocking on the doorsteps. But, again, congratulations to Kearney. Must have been two whale of baseball games played last night.
Well, the state tournament will be going on, and we will give you some brackets here when we get a chance. Also, some other news out there today. Brett Maher, cut by the New York Jets, got to exchange a text with him this morning. He says it's too soon. All this has to go through and get processed first, and right now it's really kind of too soon to tell if there's another team out there that he will hook up with, get a chance with. Billy Cunduff was signed to a one-year contract yesterday, so Nick Folk and Billy Cunduff are both in camp, and Brett Maher let go. I talked with Brett in person at the Senior Open in Omaha just a couple of weeks ago. Thought things were going well, and again, there's pluses and minuses for this, Mike, because it's early enough that he has a chance now to catch on with another team, and there are teams that need kickers.
Oh, obviously, and things are going to develop once training camp opens up here in the next a couple of days. A lot of teams will be searching. A lot of teams are not going to be happy with the place kickers. That seems to be one position where kickers can hook on to a team. You know, even when the season starts, there's going to be some injuries. There's going to be something happens. They might go out and blow a couple of field goals early, and the teams expect to make some changes. I think Brett Maher, he'll catch on with a team for the season.
And when you're new, there's very little room for error coming in as well. And it sounded like everything was good with Brett, so we'll see how that progresses and how things continue as we roll along here at Big Ten Media Days. We'll get a chance to talk with some of the Huskers today. Quincy Inunua, Ciante Evans, Taylor Martinez, those are the three players. Each school brings three players in, and some of the big names are here, and we'll get the ones that we can and pass that along to you. Also want to let you know that there's some weird news. Former UNO football coach Pat Burns arrested in Iowa for a prostitution charge that just happened last night. And so Omaha World Herald put a little blog in there, put a little blip in there. But Pat Burns, former UNO football coach, who I know a lot of people, especially in this part of the world, know. And so we'll see what happens there. Again, just one of those things that pops up for you. And congratulations to our buddy Sean Callahan. Had his daughter, Kit Callahan. So Sean and Lisa, of course, Lisa from Kearney. Congratulations to those two. Sean, not obviously here at Big Ten Media Days to take care of his fatherly duties, which we think is a bigger story than the royal baby.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that on the plane right out here. Would Sean get out here? You know, we thought, well, let's see. They had the baby then. They're home. The grandparents are here. Maybe they can watch things for a day or two. But Sean Callahan, obviously, taking care of his fatherly duties now at home.
So that is a couple of things to pass along there for you. Also, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Softball game is tonight. Last night, it was the All-Star Volleyball game, and it looks like the athletes from the area did very, very well. Michaela Mestel, the Kearney Catholic grad, actually led the red with 9 kills. Katie Higgins of Kearney High was right on that team. Nikki Carnson of Ward, and they actually swept the match last night. Brad Nelson of Axtell was the coach, 25-21, 19, and 21. Then they guarantee him 4 sets. The blue team came back and won that second one. Diane Rose of Northwest, Bailey Sokolowski was on that team. Lisa Mason of Bertrand also helped coach that. Morgan Westfall of Northwest was on that team. So looked like the Red really got out there and had a good night last night. So congratulations to them. And now it's on to the softball game tonight as the coaches' clinic wraps up. So those are some of the stories going on out there. We are going to hopefully get a chance to talk with the Quincy and Nunwa here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. So let's take a break. Andy from Midway's in. It's Buffalo County Fair Week. We've got concerts going on, starting tonight, going tomorrow, all week long. It's going to be a lot of fun. Andy from Midway sliding into the studio here.
We'll be back to Chicago with more Big Ten Media Days here in just a little bit. But right now, Andy from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, your Midway Auto Dealerships, and ThinkMidway.com with us. Are you geeked up for football? I know you are.
Man, it's Wow. Yeah, it was funny. I seen somebody put on Facebook. They said, you know you're having football withdrawals when you see, like, a Dick's Sporting Good, like, commercial, and you're just, like, all jacked up about football. No, I'm ready for it. You know, the summertime, I'm an NBA fan, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. I like NBA. I get into baseball, you know, in the fall. But this time of year is tough for me. But luckily, we're really busy at work.
Oh, yeah. The fair's going on, coming off cruise. Yeah. You guys are busy, 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 just like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's the key, though. Everybody's busy. But you got thinkmidway.com. You got the vehicles out at the fairgrounds. You're there on South 2nd Avenue. You're 24/7. They can see you online, so you're always keeping up to date.
Well, and speaking about college football, what about free Husker tickets? You know, two free Husker tickets. All you got to do is get to Facebook. Go ahead and type in Think Midway in the search bar. You're going to actually go ahead and get brought right to our Facebook page, Think Midway. Get a chance to get registered to win all 8 home games this year, 2 season tickets. Folks, what's cool is we didn't even plan this, but they went ahead and gave us an extra home game because Southern Miss had to figure out how to find a new coach. So we gave them $2 million. They let the other guy go, and now they're coming up to Lincoln again. This is just an absolutely awesome opportunity. And for all you sports fans out there, because I know there's a ton of them that listen to this, it's 100% legit. You have the ability to go ahead and win 2 Husker season tickets for football. So, no, but you're right. We got a lot of stuff going on this week with the Buffalo County Fair. You know, the best part is it's the 100th annual fair. Here's a little fun fact. Our owners, Brian and Carrie Hamilton, they're actually third-generation dealers. We've actually been doing business in the state of Nebraska for 98 years. So it almost coincided out that we could each have our 100-year anniversaries, but we're a couple years behind, but we still feel pretty good about
parties.
The 90s. Yeah. A couple years from now, it's going to be big, I'll tell you that much. But, no, the message this week is, you know, it first and foremost, it's the Buffalo County Fair. Second, get on down there to Midway Auto Dealerships if you've never experienced the hassle-free philosophy. We have the Midway Summer Clearance event going on. We're blowing out the remaining 13 inventory. We've got some save, and then it's got some dollar sign stickers on all the windshields of the vehicles that'll qualify lower than the normal hassle-free price, and you're going to get a $500 Visa debit card. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. We had this all planned out. We knew we had Cruise Week. We knew we had the Buffalo County Fair. We went ahead and put all of our tricks into one bag, all of our eggs in a basket. Now we're running with a blindfold on as fast as we can across the lawn, so.
Sounds great. Helping us sponsor our day here in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. It's the Midway Auto Dealership. See them on South 2nd Avenue or thinkmidway.com. Andy, we'll chat again tomorrow.
Hey, see you, buddy.
We're back to Chicago with more interviews right after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Chicago. Glad to have you along with us.
dressed up in our official gear from Gary Michaels Clothier in Hastings. As we say, they can make us look good. They can make anybody look good, Mike.
Tammy and Tristan did a great job outfitting us. You and I both decked that. I didn't know you cleaned up so well.
It is tough. There's no doubt about it. It is tough. But Gary Michaels Clothier gets the job done, and we are pleased to have them with us. Don't forget, their summer sale going on through the end of July. Great savings and a 25% off spring and summer wear suits. So stop by Gary Michaels. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question, and then we're going to chat with Quincy Anunua, Nebraska wide receiver. Yesterday, our question was, which action was more disrespectful to Major League Baseball? Ryan Braun taking PEDs and lying about them, or Pete Rose betting on baseball? And 82% of you agreed with my pick this time around, Ryan Braun. Because I said, Pete Rose, he wasn't playing. Just that whole story. So Ryan Braun, 82% of you voted that way on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. And you can vote on today's Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. This morning, the Big Ten, they call it their players to watch. And they do that from each division. So who is the favorite to win the Graham George Offensive Player of the Year Award this year? Will it be Taylor Martinez, quarterback Devin Gardner of Michigan, running back Benrick Mark of Northwestern, wide receiver Allen Robinson of Penn State, or quarterback Braxton Miller of Ohio State? Who is the favorite to win that Offensive Player of the Year award? Well, Braxton has to be the favorite, I think, Mike. And I think he'll probably also do it. I just think their schedule sets up too good for him.
There's so many big games coming up, though, Doug. Look at the guys on that list. All of them are going to have a key game somewhere along the Big Ten schedule. And any one of those guys could jump to the forefront. Obviously, our choice might be a little different than everybody else's, but Taylor Martinez definitely in the running there.
So vote for your favorite on our poll question, the Midtown Mark poll question, Cooler question, Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com.
All right, the Nebraska people just now starting to make their way out in some of the interview rooms. Doug and Bo Pelini is going to be in front of the newspaper people here in a little bit. What are you expecting? What are you expecting out of the Nebraska people and the vibes coming out of the Nebraska group here?
One, how explosive will the offense be? Two, what does Taylor Martinez think about the guys behind him now? Because I think for the first time, maybe, Taylor Martinez has capable backups at the quarterback position who might actually see a snap or two, a series or two, if Nebraska gets up big or if he gets banged up a little bit. Defense, defense, defense.
Yeah.
Why should we believe that they're not going to be as bad as everybody thinks they're going to be, especially on that front seven? I think those will be some of the big questions that have to be answered as things roll along during this Nebraska football season. And we are pleased here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio to welcome in from the Huskers, Quincy Anunua, getting ready to catch 3 touchdown passes in the first game this year and double.
Thank you for having me. Thank
double
you very
that
much.
Career total. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well, you know, doing a couple of interviews. It's a great experience, great in a great city, definitely. So I'm having fun.
It's kind of a in the sporting, work around quite a bit, and then out tomorrow. We are always interested. Do they prep you for media day? The coach have a few words of wisdom for you?
Yeah, definitely. don't tell too many secrets. That's the big one. Don't tell too many secrets. No, I don't. Honestly, we don't have too many secrets, you know. But you always want to keep everything inside. I'm here to tell as much as I can, and have fun while I'm doing it.
Is this something you look forward to when they kind of named you that you're going to go to Chicago and talk with all the media? Was that exciting for you? Do you like this sort of thing?
No, honestly, I'm not a media guy at all. But I've learned, you know, I've taken up a lot of responsibility. When they made me captain, I really learned to be more vocal, and it's really helped me just in life in general. And I appreciate them making me captain.
Quincy Anunua with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, talk about that. That was one of the things that happened in the offseason that was different for Coach Pelini.
Definitely.
Talk about the process of just having one set of captains and then having the honor of being named a captain.
I think it's a huge step up in Coach Bo's whole coaching career, you know, for him to do that and to trust in us, you know, that's really big, and I really appreciated it. And for me personally, it's really helped me out, you know, because just growing through my years in Nebraska, I wasn't really as vocal, but you know, once you become captain, you really have to make sure that you're bringing the guys up with you. There's no lazy step for yourself because people are looking at you and they're saying, that's how the captain's doing, so that's what I'm going to do.
Is that hard?
No, not at all. You know, it's just about responsibility and being an adult. Really, just, you know, go out there, do what you're supposed to do. There's a reason why they put you there, so do what you know you're supposed to be doing.
All right, let's cut right to the beef here, Doug. let's talk some football. Yeah. How good is Nebraska going to be this year? How good can we be?
We're going to be as good as we allow ourselves to be. So that means practice, man. You know, Alan, I obviously said you're talking about practice. I'm talking about practice. You know, if we're not doing the things we're supposed to be doing in practice, we're not going to be doing the right things in the game. And that's a big thing. You know, if we're not out there working every day, competing every day against each other, we're not going to compete against the other team. And our goal this year is to win every game that's on our schedule. But that's our goal every year, you know, so I can't really say that's any different. You always want to win every game.
Quincy and Edwin with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about this wide receiver core, maybe the best wide receiver core Nebraska's had in a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. The coaches have done a great job in recruiting, and we really appreciate it because it's a lot of support around behind the starters. And, you know, these guys, they want to learn. They're hungry. They're really hungry, and I can't wait to see them on the field.
This probably won't be the last time you're going to be asked this question, but how's Taylor? You know how's that, Taylor Martin? How has he developed here in the past 6-7 months?
I might get that question 50 times today. But he's getting better every day, man. You know, I think you guys have seen it yourselves. You know, he's been progressing every year, and there's no way he's going to stop progressing as long as he keeps working. And that's the great thing about just the human body, you know. But as long as you keep working, obviously you get to like 40 and 50, then
it starts to go downhill.
But he's still young, so he's got time to keep growing, and he's definitely getting better every day.
What about Quincy Enunwa? Where has he got better in the last year?
I've gotten better in a lot of things, man. I kind of just want to pick up from last year. All the successful games that I had, I want to make sure that I'm focusing on the things that I did in those games and bring them into this year. You know, I want to help our team as much as possible. And that's one of my biggest focuses.
You come into media days, obviously you read a lot of things. Everybody's talking about Ohio State and maybe talking about Michigan. Does that gripe you a little bit? Nobody's talking about Nebraska right now?
No, we don't. I mean, we don't want to be in the public shadow, the public eye. You know, we would rather be smooth sailing, you know, cruising along. Maybe nobody hears about us while we're winning our games. And then all of a sudden we're at the Big Ten Championship and everyone's like, where did they come from?
Speaking of that, is that a hangover? Is that a rallying cry or has that been thrown in the trash can from last year?
No, never thrown in the trash. Never thrown in the trash. You put it in the back of your head. You know, that's something that you want to focus on. Focus on competing. I think not even towards the end of the game, you know, towards the beginning of the game, we just didn't really have that focus on the competition, you know, and that's one thing that us as the captains and the people that are here right now, as well as Spencer, we're really trying to focus on this year is focus, 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 compete, 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 you know, stay relentless. Don't ever give up. When you're tired, keep fighting.
So that was kind of a learning tool, the Big Ten Championship game from a year ago.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Big Ten Championship. And then Georgia as well. I mean, we were in that game for a while. You know, it's upsetting, obviously, that the fact that we lost those two games. But it's definitely something that we can build upon from last year and come in this year and do the work that we need to do.
Give the fans a new guy or somebody that's going to slide into the starting lineup that you've seen really develop here in the offseason, whether it's somebody you go up as a defensive back or whether it's somebody on the offensive side of the ball. You got anybody like that?
New guy, I couldn't tell you. I mean, you know, especially when fall camp is coming up, you really – somebody's going to show out and just be a surprise to myself especially. So I can't really say that there's one guy right now. But as soon as fall camp comes, you ask me the question again, I can give you an answer.
All right, buddy. I know it's busy here, and you're going to talk to a million people. So we appreciate the time on
Thank
the Doug and Daddy
much.
Show, buddy. Have a great year.
You too.
That is Quincy Enunwa joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Ready. He's going to be one of Nebraska's four captains this year. We appreciate the time here on ESPN Radio. We are live at Chicago Big Ten Media Days, and of course, filtering through some players. Northwestern rolling through here. We will hear from the head coach Pat Fitzgerald and some of the folks out there that could be. I'm already hearing some rumblings there too that Northwestern may surprise. Maybe they just won't be sitting there behind Nebraska, Michigan, and Michigan State. I tend to agree a little bit that they might be right behind Nebraska and Michigan, but. I don't know. I'm hearing that too.
And look, we played Northwestern, Doug, right before that big game with Michigan. And we kind of talked about that on the way out here. If Nebraska has a stumbling block, you might look to a game like Northwestern. And the week before Michigan, everybody's talking about Nebraska may possibly be 8-0 going into the Michigan game. don't overlook Northwestern, my man, the week before.
There's no doubt about it. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us on today's program as we continue to roll on from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Siante Evans and Quincy Inunwa. I think we're going to get a chance to talk to Siante next here. As we've got to, again, I'll mention this too. People are always a little curious about this and ask me about it. There is more media here this year than there was last year. And before that, the year before that, the third year Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. I know 2 years ago, it was the first time that they had actually had a radio row. There was 26 or 29 sports talk radio stations when we did our last Big 12 media day down in Dallas. There was 10, I believe, 9 or 10 the first year in Chicago. Last year that elevated a little bit. And today what we count, 17, 18, 19, somewhere along that line that at least we have here in Radio Row and here in the media room. So keeping real busy. And more people talking more Big Ten football. And a lot of people think the Big Ten is going to be a stronger conference this year.
And we talked to a couple of people about that. How much better, I don't know. But we talked to several people, obviously, with the national championship caliber, or maybe Ohio State coming down the pike here this year. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of attention on the Big Ten Conference this year. So we'll have to wait and see as this is about ready to play out here for the 2013 season.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more from Chicago right after this.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Platte River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's summer. Sure is. Weather's been great. Kids out of school. Places so many to be. But even when you can't be at work, business doesn't stop. You know it and I know it. That's why you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's powerful and simple and a way to meet and collaborate online quickly. You can be away from the office, at the beach, and stay connected to all your coworkers and clients. You can problem solve, get projects done, share ideas. With GoToMeeting, it takes just a click to share your screen and work on your documents in real time. And turn on your webcam to make all your online meetings an HD video conference. You see each other face-to-face, like meeting in person. Easily launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Even present from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting, free for a month, 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine continues today, a spotty shower storm is also possible. Otherwise, we'll head up to 86 with a southeast wind of 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms, a low at 66. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 73.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now.
Back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Doug Duda, Mike Will, and Northwestern head football coach Pat Fitzgerald as he begins his run through the day. Coach, it's a true pleasure. You're always very kind with the media. Thanks for giving us some time.
Guys, it's great to be on with you, and to all of our Cat fans out in Nebraska, go Cats. I'm sure there's a few, if not a ton.
I think there's more and more, except, you know, you come in year one and you clip them a little bit, and then Nebraska returns the favor last year. All of a sudden, 2 years in, I don't want to use the word rivalry, but this is a pretty good series that started.
If I'm a fan of either school, I'm like, you know, this game's going to be fun. I mean, both games were great football games. And obviously, Bo and his staff do a terrific job, play the game the right way. Very talented football team. You know, I was asked in one of our, I don't know, 9,000 interviews today for, I'm assuming someone from the media in Nebraska, what do you remember about going out there, and, you know, after the win? And I said, well, after singing the fight song, which is pretty cool after you win, you know, in the locker room, I'll never forget leaving the field and the way the fans treated our student athletes, with shaking their hands, high-fiving them, congratulating them. You know, the sportsmanship that was shown was not that it's bad in other Big Ten schools, but it was like we've never seen. I'm assuming it'll continue to be that same way. So to all you Cornhusker fans, let's make sure we keep it the same way. I know we won there last time, but it was really something special, not to make light of it. It was really neat.
Do you ever see that anywhere else?
You see it, but not to that degree. And what I mean by degree, we're getting on the bus and the bus drivers are saying congrats. Well, you know they're Cornhusker fans. You're at the airport and the folks that were helping put in the bags to get ready to fly back to Chicago saying, wow, that's a heck of a game. Congratulations. You never see that. So it wasn't just in the stadium as we were leaving. You know, usually you get some pleasantries from some fans after you win. Everybody was waving. And then I talked to, you know, the small group of our fans, especially our that are close to our program, about their experience as fans tailgating Friday night pregame, and then post-game after we won. You know, they said, you know, we expect most people, especially back, we've been fans for a long time, to be really nice to us on Friday. Glad you're here. We're going to kick your fan. You know what I mean? That old backhanded handshake, you know. But they said they were more fun to be with Saturday night after we won the game. And instead of, you know, getting heckled and things thrown at and, you know, being threatened. And it was the whole experience. So, you know, very thankful for that. And I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised.
Let's talk a little football here. Limited time, so Coach can keep moving down Radio Row here. I heard the question asked in the big room already today, and we've talked about it on the show already. So I want to ask you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former player, defense, linebacker, rule changes. You're already doing some things to try and get your kids ready for the season. With that, can you tell us, if at all, what different philosophy you're doing coaching-wise and how you're handling the rule changes?
Well, the one that's getting a lot of press right now, obviously, is the targeting. That hasn't changed. The rule is already in place. Now you can be ejected if you do it. So in my opinion, in our staff's opinion, we look forward to seeing kind of how it's going to be truly interpreted, obviously, so we can coach our guys better. But I don't see it being that big of a change. I really don't. I think young men understand the threatening nature of that hit. I believe quarterbacks understand when you lay a guy out over the middle, not only is a bad decision for your teammate, but you're going to probably get the ball picked off anyways because it's going to get tipped. And that's the one that might come up. There's a guy that ran down on kickoffs and was on the punt return team or punt team that got his lips knocked off from a blindsided hit. Gosh, I wish this rule was in place when I was playing. My shoulder would feel a lot better, but I'm not as concerned about it. Maybe I'm in the minority in coaching. But we'll work through it. We've worked through it with the other rules. It's this time of the year. The sky's falling. Let's talk about something. I don't believe we had one targeted hit from our team a year ago or against us that would have been an ejection. Maybe one to our punt returner. Maybe. So we'll work through it and find a common ground. But I like where we're going from a player safety standpoint. I think it's I got an 8-year-old son playing tackle football. You know, all of his coaches now are USA Football certified in the Heads Up program.
Perfect.
Wow, where was that in 1984 or whatever? And, you know, I started. So we're in a better place 20 years down the road. And to me, that's an exciting thing.
Talk about your football team a little bit. Northwestern, what do we expect this year?
got a couple quarterbacks, a running back, an O-line that has two starters back instead of three, and now we're not very good up there. You know, receiving core that's deep and really talented super backs. And defensively, I think we're as athletic as we've been. You know, I really do. We've got great competition there. And then the kicking game, we bring everybody back. Long snapper, holder, kicker, punter, punt returner, kick returner. And everybody back on our coaching staff to have that kind of consistency. So we got a lot of work to do, a lot of action that needs to take place. We've got to figure out what pieces of the freshmen are going to fill in, if any. Gosh, I hope not many. Those guys scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just gets – the fans get so excited about freshmen because of the recruiting hype, right? It fills the gap between, you know, the end of the season – part of the season, but the end of the season until spring practice. And then it's like, all right, spring practice is over. Let's go back to recruiting. And now who do you have committed? And I get all that, but they're 17 years old and never played college football. Don't get overly excited about them. That's what I would tell every fan in the country.
I always tell Nebraska fans that the best thing is on the other side of the fence. Yeah, that guy's good, but the next guy's going to be better. That's what they're always talking about.
I would get excited about the redshirted freshman coming out of that year. I'd get excited about maybe some of the true freshmen that played a year ago, or maybe the sophomores that were role players that maybe it's happened now. The light bulb is gone. The aha moment. Like, wow, I think coach is right. You know, that's a pretty big moment for most guys that play college football. There's a higher likelihood that those guys are going to get it than the freshmen that are just playing scared. I mean, that's what happens. It's like I'm hanging on to my hind parts. I'm playing on athleticism. And, oh, my gosh, October hits. And it's like, what did I get myself into here? So, you know, I take that decision very seriously. But we've got to fill some holes, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Northwestern has taken some big steps here in the past couple of years. Where do we have to do – what do you have to do to take that next big step?
Well, we got to coach our guys better. You know, we got to execute fundamentally better and be more consistent. You know, we –
and you said Bo Pelini would be the first guy to use the word execute.
When you look back, you know, we were losing in 5 minutes and 3 seconds of games last year. That's it. When you look back of what created those problems and why we lost those football games, a couple of them were field position battles. You know, we go to Penn State. We couldn't get out of the shadow of our end zone for the whole first quarter. We couldn't get off the field on third down, and Billy O'Brien goes for it on fourth down like 28,000 times against us. Our defense was on the field too long. Not an issue in the first three quarters. We get to the fourth quarter, they're worn down. Tip your hat to Billy's kids. And, you know, we got our tail whipped there. Probably the worst game we played all year, but it was because of our inability to pick up first downs, get off the field on third down, and win the field position battle. Against Cornhuskers, very similar. We were backed up a lot in the first half. Our defense was on the field too long. I mean, we were fortunate to be in that game. We get fortunate turnovers that is very, I think, uncharacteristic of both teams in the kicking game in that game. Otherwise, we're getting our fanny whipped. We go to Michigan, and, you know, we actually executed pretty well. We get down to the stretch, and really it was kind of the second and third quarter. We did things inexcusable. We jumped off sides, pre-snap penalties. We give up double moves. We get pass interference calls. We lost our composure a little bit. We go to overtime, we lose. Those are all things that are learned, you know, we can teach and our guys can learn, and there's a lot of fundamental that go into that in execution. But it's a little bit more macro. But what I was most proud of last year was we came back every game after that, responded, and won. Two on the road. I think it was at Minnesota or against Iowa, and then, you know, definitely, you know, on the road against Michigan State after we lost to Michigan. So, you know, I think a lot of things learned well, but we'll see where we go. I don't worry about things I can't control, but looking at where we're at right now as a program, I'm kind of like a guy at Christmas. I got a lot of great gifts coming here in a couple weeks. We've got to figure out what we can do to put those pieces together, especially for us. We got two BCS opponents in the first two, at Cal and then Syracuse. And that's going to be a challenge.
It is a team that is loaded with talent, not just Kane Coulter and Venrick Mark, but a team, as Coach said, just over 5 minutes away from being undefeated, possibly. And, of course, we'll finish the season strong with a bowl victory. And you want a bigger bowl, and you guys want to be in Indianapolis just like everybody else. So. Yeah. Coach, I know you're busy. We'll let you move on to the next stop. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate
on the Doug
guys.
And Daddy Show.
No, thanks for the opportunity again.
We'll see you in Lincoln.
Hey, all you Cat fans out there. Go Cats. Don't tell anybody. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you
thanks,
guys.
Coach.
See you guys. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. He's the best. Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern. Great interview. Always always talked good football. And a pleasure to have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When do we play Northwestern? What is that date, Doug? Let's see. When do we play Northwestern?
They're right there, buddy.
I know, right there. November the 2nd.
It's going to be a huge game in Lincoln. The first two games have been extremely close, obviously, between the two programs. and I don't know if you can say Nebraska shoulda, coulda, or woulda won both of those games or the other way around. It was pretty impressive, and Nebraska's had their fill of Kane Coulter.
Yeah, so we play them. We play Northwestern at home, and then we go on the road the following week to Michigan. So that's grueling. That's a grueling back-to-back. So if you're looking at the Husker schedule coming up, look right around the first part of November. Hopefully we're still in the hunt by then, and we don't trip up somewhere along the line before then. But that could be a very crucial point in the Huskers' season right there, the November 2nd, November 9th part.
Well, there's a four games in a row, and this is what makes it dangerous for Nebraska this year. There's four games in a row, Northwestern, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. Each year in the Big Ten Conference, Nebraska has had kind of a gauntlet like that. There is no doubt that the easiest teams on Nebraska's schedule are at the beginning, Illinois, Purdue, and Minnesota. There's no doubt about it. There's a month there where you hope you don't sleepwalk through and get tripped up. You better be healthy. You better be good, because when November starts, November is when this conference season begins this year. There is not a whole lot of games. There's a couple out there, Ohio State, Wisconsin. There's a couple out there that will have a say in who's going to Indianapolis, but who's going to Indianapolis will be determined in November this year.
Well, it's set up perfectly. And that's the way, you know, if you had to have a schedule maker make this up to make a run to the Big Ten Championship, it's set up perfectly. All the big games are going to be in November. A lot of those games are going to be in prime time, too. So I'm just getting ready to go. I'm going to go out there and hit somebody.
Please not me. Doug and Daddy Show rolling along here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Chicago Hilton, site of the 2013 Big Ten Football Media Days. Doug Duda and Mike Will. And if you're in the Kearney, Grand Island, Tri-City area getting ready to bop out to lunch, then slide by the Chicken Coop. You can watch what's going on the BTN network while you're at the Coop enjoying your favorite meal. Maybe it's one of their new wraps today, the Tangy Southwest Chicken Wrap, or the Melt in Your Mouth Southwest Steak Wrap, or the Bob Hamer Wrap. Look at that.
Look what Bob Hamer American brought us.
He brought us some lunch. It's not Chicken Coop lunch, but it is lunch. No tip for Bob Hamer of the Independent. But, folks, you're going to eat better than we will at the Chicken Coop for lunch today. Or it is Wednesday, and that means Big Burger Night. You get any burger on the menu from 5 to 10 tonight for just $5 with fries. It's not just some made-up-for-Wednesday promotional special. You can get that burger right now for lunch, but tonight from 5 to 10, it's only $5. It's every Wednesday night, Big Burger Night, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Their lunch special, turkey BLT on ciabatta bun today with a choice of a side item for $5.99. The Chicken Coop, for sports, for happy hour from 2 to 5:30, for cold refreshments, and not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sporting events. The Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back with more from Big Ten Media Days right after this.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark.
Do you ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder?
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program, live from Big Ten Media Days going on here in Chicago. We're here today and tomorrow as a lot of folks just kind of getting rolling here. We will hear from Coach Bo Pelini at the top of the hour here. We've already chatted here on the show with Quincy Anunwa of the Huskers and Pat Fitzgerald, head coach at Northwestern. Got more folks rolling along here as we keep you busy on a heavy day of sports here that is going on at Big Ten Media Days. By the way, tomorrow's 42nd annual kickoff luncheon, a sellout. They expect over 1,700 people here tomorrow for this event that was very impressive. The first year we came to it, and I talked about it last week on the show. Nebraska fans, pop out to Chicago if you want to take that quick little family vacation. You're going to get a little bit more access here than you will at Fan Day or really any other time during the year. Just from the coach and the three players, but it's not just Nebraska. It's everybody. You get to go to the luncheon. It's a pretty cool deal.
Like I said, it is a sellout for tomorrow. We're at actually a different location than we were a year ago when we came to Chicago, Doug. But this place here, it's going to be a fantastic event here, and they're treating us well here.
And the Big Ten also announced the Legends and Leaders Divisions players to watch. We gave you a few of them from the Legends Division. Taylor Martinez. Then you've got the running back of Venrick Mark of Northwestern. Outstanding linebacker Max Bullock from Michigan State. And Taylor Lewan, offensive tackle, and Devin Gardner, quarterback from Michigan. In the leaders division, it's Ohio State's Braxton Miller and then Bradley Roby, who was one of those that has been disciplined by Coach Urban Meyer. Also their linebacker, Ryan Shazer, Allen Robinson, wide receiver out of Penn State, and Chris Borland, outstanding linebacker out of Wisconsin. But shows you how dominant Ohio State should be in that leaders division when they only pick five and three of them are from the Buckeyes.
I'm waiting for somebody to step up to say that they can challenge Ohio State for the Big Ten championship. Is there a team that we're going to come out of Chicago and go home and say, well, you know, maybe this team can challenge Ohio State for the Big Ten championship? You know, do you get a feeling yet that there's one out there?
Well, there is. That's going to be the downfall of what's going on with the variety of these teams. Penn State's ineligible. That leaves Wisconsin. The other three teams aren't good enough. And Ohio State's schedule isn't tough enough. Even if they trip up, we said, even if they get upset once, there's still nobody there that's going to clip them. I mean, I don't think Wisconsin only loses to Ohio State.
Wow.
And we were talking with Tom Mulhern of Wisconsin State Journal, and that's kind of what he was telling us as well. I mean, this is a team that isn't going to be 11-1 this year in Wisconsin. Alabama and Ohio State, they're both going to be in the national championship. I'm afraid Ohio State gets tripped up, which might be bad for the Big Ten, but there's nobody that can be there outside of Ohio State. So that's my thoughts. You got anybody?
We haven't heard from all the teams yet. Like I said, when we go home from Chicago, when we get on the plane and fly home, is there going to be a team that we feel halfway decent about? If you're asking me, no, asking me right now, no, there's not a team that's going to pop up there and challenge them. But when we hear from some more teams and try to get to some feelings about what's going on, what's not going on with the football teams, there might be one that pops up. But right now, as of now, I would say no.
Let's hear some comments from Wisconsin head football coach Gary Anderson as he spoke to the media this morning, the brand new football coach taking over from Brett Bielema after being at Utah State and just about beating Wisconsin last year.
Okay, first of all, it's great to be here. Excited to get to this point of the year. It's been a crazy 6.5 months, and just a lot of thanks goes out to everybody surrounding Wisconsin, from the administration, Coach Alvarez, and all of his people that made the transition possible for the coaches, the wives that are involved, the kids that are involved in moving the staff. Is always a very difficult time for the moms involved, and I publicly just thank them for allowing the coaches to move in. Thank the kids also for putting us in a position to be able to, build trust. Trust is a big thing with us. We talked about it day one. And I think after 6.5 months, we've got trust within players to coaches and coaches to players. So I'm excited about moving into what we call the fourth quarter, which is the season for us. It's an exciting time. And this is a big part of it. We're kicking it off today.
When there are coaching changes, normally it's with a program that has not had success. How different is it when you go to a program that has, and how would you handle that process differently?
I think you always try to, as a head coach, big part of your job, and I tell myself this all the time, hiring a coach as a head coach is really game day as a coordinator, if you will. You need to be prepared. It's not just something that should catch you by surprise. You have to formulate a plan, understand, you know, a lot of things. What's the pay scale? What type of coach you're looking for? What type of recruiting area you're going to be in? Does he fit what you need as an assistant coach? And for me, it's two things when I hire an assistant coach. It's number one, take care of kids. And number two, you got to be able to recruit. So that's how I look at it. No different. Maybe a bigger pool of coaches at the University of Wisconsin than it would be at some other places I've been. But it's always a challenge to try to get the best coach available.
That's a little bit of Gary Anderson, head football coach, the new head football coach at the University of Wisconsin. We're going to get a chance here to talk to the new head football coach at Purdue, Daryl Hazel, in just a moment, coming over from Kent State. Again, Mike Will with me, Doug Duda, here at Big Ten Media Days. Mike, it is. I don't know, scary? It's just amazing how many tenured. You've been in coaching in the Big Ten for 3 years. You're an old man.
Daryl's one of the new guys that's going to be in the Big Ten Conference this year, so I'll be interested to see how he views the Big Ten and the rugged schedule that the Purdue Boilermakers will have to get through here this year. So I'll be interested to hear his thoughts.
Yeah, there's no love with their schedule either. Cincinnati, their non-conference are the Indiana State game, but then it's at Cincinnati. They play Northern Illinois, and they play Notre Dame, and then they have some of the big boys on there. Of course, Ohio State, Wisconsin. They've got Michigan State on there. They've got Iowa on there. Penn State, obviously, is on there. So they've got some very difficult games to kind of work their way through this year.
So it's just another cog in the Big Ten wheel, so to speak, and Purdue maybe now – the team that a lot of people are talking about right now, but a team that can be scary. It's one of those scary teams that we've had a couple of chances to talk here.
Well, they had Danny Hope, and they were just kind of in mediocrity.
Yeah.
They couldn't really go anywhere, and maybe last year was a season where there was a chance to do something with Penn State and Ohio State in some problems, and Purdue just really wasn't a dominant football team. I mean, they lost to Minnesota. They lost to some teams that maybe they shouldn't have lost to, and they won. I mean, when they played Iowa and Illinois, even though they're both on the road, they were 3-point victories. They just the key that kind of fell apart from last year. They should have beat Notre Dame. They had Notre Dame beat. They miss a field goal in overtime, and they end up losing that game early on in the season, which changed obviously the course of college football history last year.
So. Obviously, Purdue is, again, like we said, a team that can maybe sneak up there and bite one of the leading contenders, surprise one of the contenders early in the season. So never can tell.
Doug and Daddy's show rolls on here for Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And we want to thank our official clothiers, Gary Michaels, Clothiers of Hastings, taking care of us while we are in Chicago. If they can make us look good, you know they can make you look good. Folks, don't forget to stop in now for their end of the month Beat the Summer Heat summer sale through the end of July. Get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals, including Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, and Cutter and Buck. And for the career guys, you can get 25% off all summer suits and sports coats. The sale ends July 31st, so head over to Gary Michaels Clothiers today. They're open late Thursdays and Saturdays at 4, and proud to be a sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show at Big Ten Media Day. Thanks to the gals and all of those at Gary Michaels Clothiers here in Hastings. We're waiting to talk with Purdue coach Daryl Hazel. Then we'll hear some comments from Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini, who has just entered the room here. And each coach gets about a 15-minute session in what we call the big room here that you probably can see on Big Ten Network a little bit here on ESPN Radio. We'll be interested to see what the coach has to address Nebraska flying under the radar. How you asked earlier what Nebraska questions will be, what they will address. I think the question will be, how do they separate themselves from Northwestern, Michigan, Michigan State? What's the difference that Nebraska has over those three teams this year?
So we also talking a lot about obviously the Nebraska defense and what happened at the Big Ten Championship game last year and why we feel it's going to be any better for the 2013 season. We haven't talked about Taylor yet. Taylor Martinez is here, and he'll have to address the media as well. I'll be real anxious to see how he really addresses the national media. It's easy to sit in Lincoln, Nebraska, and talk to the people that you see week in and week out. What's going to happen when the Taylor Martinez gets in front of the national audience here and starts fielding questions and fastballs from all the folks here?
And will the questions be about Nebraska, or will the questions be about him? He's in the Heisman race. He's got a chance to be the player of the year. It'll be about him and his passing motion, how much better he is, his receivers, and how their offense will get going. How much of it will be about Taylor Martinez? How much of it will be about the team, because everybody thinks that their offense is, the Husker offense is going to be just fine, and one of the big reasons is because of him.
And Taylor, obviously, when he first started talking to the media, even in Lincoln, he was not very good. And now I think he has progressed a lot here in the past couple of years, but I think this will be a big test for him on the national stage. You're talking Taylor being in the Heisman hunt and everything. This is going to be a big test for him when he comes in front of the media here in Chicago and starts fielding questions, like you said, about himself and about Nebraska and everything else.
Well, it should be an interesting day, and it's just part of the maturation process as well. They could have brought him last year. I mean, Taylor's a guy that everybody wants to talk to.
But they decided not to
right.
last year.
Yeah.
So
it just goes to him maturing on and off the field, which, again, he caught so much slack. Or crap, I guess, if you want to say, when he fired out of the chute and then he wasn't doing what fans thought he should be doing or media people thought he should be doing. He's just a kid. He's not anymore.
So he'll be here eventually making his way through the air, and hopefully we might have a chance to talk with him before the day is out. But like you said, Bo Pelini is just now should be sneaking in front of the national media, right, to our little ballroom right next to our radio row here. And I guess Nebraska is next up, so to speak, on the radar screen here.
And folks, don't forget, if you've got a question for us or for Big Ten or for any of the folks that we have here that could get answered, you can email us to the Ten Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll try and answer the question or find somebody that can answer the question.
I'm sure there's an expert here. If you have a question that you want answered, I'm sure we can find an expert or two to get you handled here today, whether it be for one of the coaches, one of the players, or with one of the national news media guys that we got here. We talked to some guys from Fox already here, so they're just to our left. We're going to have a chance to talk some Purdue Boilermaker football here in just a second as we're making our way over to our broadcast facility.
It's time for more rookie hazing. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
Let's get him broken in here, shall we?
Broadcast facility.
Yeah, broadcast.
This is our broadcast. Called a table.
What? A table in a hallway. Isn't that the way it goes? Coach Hazel, Doug Duda, Mike Will from Nebraska, ESPN Radio.
Nice to meet you guys.
Glad to have you on the show. Welcome to the Big Ten Conference. How fired up are you still? I mean, when you get that next, it doesn't matter what job you're in, you're a football coach, but you get that promotion, you go to the next level. How fired up are you still? And obviously anxious to get practice.
Well, it's all about the challenge. I mean, if there's no challenge, you don't get your blood boiling. If there's a challenge and you're around good people, there's nothing like coming to work.
What about coming into the Big Ten Conference now? You come from Kent State. Now you take a step up here and you're at Purdue and you're in the Big Ten Conference.
This is the best conference, in my opinion, in the country, and for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, one might be better than this one, but in terms of combination of academics, football, pageantry, all those things combined, it doesn't get any better.
They didn't have an event like this down at Kent State, did they?
Not quite like this. We had like a booth.
Darrell Hazel, the new head football coach at Purdue, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What'd you find when you got to Purdue?
That's a great question. When I walked into our team room, I wanted those guys to make sure they understood that we're in with the guy right now. And I wanted those guys to feel that. And I think that relaxed a lot of guys, because a lot of times when a new guy comes in and takes over, they're all worried about their fate within the program. But I wanted those guys to understand that if we're going to win in a hurry, we're going to do it with the guys in the room. And but we got some quality young men who have committed themselves to doing some special things in 2013.
Can you win right away at Purdue?
I don't think there's any reason why we can't. Obviously, there's a lot of things to be done prior to opening up the season for us to align ourselves for that success. But we certainly have enough talent to win.
How much do you have to tweak? I mean, you have your style, obviously, and Purdue has its players. You want to recruit your players to your style. Well, you're not yet at that point where you can do that. How much tweaking is there in there, and what do you already say, hey, this is the kind of kid I would have recruited to Purdue?
Well, I think it's funny. This will be my 28th football camp as a college coach. And no matter where I've been, you run power the same way at all those stops. You run zone the same way. You'll throw a three-step stick route the same way. All those things go from program to program. They get called different things. So in terms of recruiting the guy in your system, and I think that our system's so far out of the box that you're allowed to do and you're able to do so many different things that you'll fit your personnel and the personnel will fit the scheme. All those things will marry up together.
When we see Purdue for this season, what's going to be the biggest change for the fans when they took a look at you and the program? What's going to be the biggest change for Purdue this year?
Well, I hope it's the energy level that we'll play with from the beginning of the game to the end of the game. That's the biggest thing. And take football is vitally important for us to have those successes. But I think our stadium, which is now called the Furnace, will be rocking.
Well, obviously, the Huskers will get a chance to see Purdue for the first time in the conference and get to make a trip out there to West Lafayette, which could be one of those trap games if nobody pays attention to the big drum out there at Purdue. Coach Daryl Hazel's with us here for just another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where do you see the strength of your program? What are you hanging your hat on as you go into fall camp?
Well, I think our defensive line is pretty deep. It starts with Bruce Gaston, who's in my opinion, he's a team changer. We didn't have him for the first couple of weeks in spring football, and I didn't know much about him, to be honest with you. And when he got in there, it changed our whole football team, not just our defense, our whole football team, because the offense had to start scheming him up a little bit differently. So he's a different type of guy. I think when our quarterback emerges, whoever that guy is, he'll be pretty good. Because there's two very competent, quality guys there.
What about the weaknesses on this team? Where do you have to get better to maybe make a run?
Well, I'm not sure about our depth at linebacker position. I got to figure out who's going to be our players there at that position. We have some guys that work extremely hard. We're a little bit undersized at the linebacker position, but I think we'll figure out who can play there. And if we got to play a little bit more nickel because of that, we'll do that. But we'll figure out a solution.
Daryl Hazel, Purdue, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It wasn't like Purdue was 1-11 last year. They won some football games. Do you have leaders? Did you find some kids right away that are ready to step up and be leaders, which every program needs, whether you got a new coach or not?
Yeah, you have to have leaders to be successful. And I think we do have a pretty good senior class. We have three of our guys right here today.
Including Ricardo Allen.
Ricardo Allen, who's a special player. I'm going to lean on those guys for their leadership because things are going to happen throughout the course of the year that you can't plan for. And you need some mature leadership to be able to handle those things.
Coach, I know you're a busy man. We can't wait for Nebraska-Purdue, but there's a lot of time and a lot of work between now and then. So thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and again, welcome to the conference.
Thanks, guys, so much for having me, and I love being in your studio.
Thanks, Coach. That is the brand-new coach out of Kent State now at Purdue, Daryl Hazel, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. And I believe at this time, let's turn it over to Bo Pelini, who is speaking at the podium here at Big Ten Media Days.
You're known as a defensive coach. What are the things that you and your staff did this offseason, the soul searching, the studying, whatever it was, to improve scheme-wise, whatever it needed to be to work on those things that happened in those games?
Oh, it's nothing magical. It's about getting better. It's about, you know, tackling better, executing better. It's not a scheme thing. It's not a, at the end of the day, you have to execute. And, you know, when those things happen, they happen for a reason. We've studied it, we've addressed it. going to continue to work, and we need to be better, more consistently than we did last year. You know, you look at the wins we had and where we'd rank, you know, nationally on total defense within the wins, and then obviously a couple of the losses that we had, especially ones where we gave up a lot of points and a lot of yards, and there's not much, the room for error isn't there anymore. You know, you spread out teams and you play some good football teams, and when some things, you face some adversity early on, you can't let it turn the other way on you. And we fundamentally, technique-wise and execution-wise, we need to be better. We need to be better consistently, because when you're not, that those bad things can happen to you.
Next question in the back on the right.
Bo, why was Thomas Brown dismissed from the team?
It's just a violation of team rules. I don't speak in specifics about it, but I wish him luck at his next goal.
Now, stage left here, all the way in the back.
Bo, as you go through Rutgers and Maryland will enter the Big Ten next year, you just made that transition. What advice would you have for them as to what to prepare for going through that transition to the Big Ten?
Well, everybody's gonna have their different approach on how they're gonna go through the transition. I think that, you know, the support you have here with the Big Ten Conference and the other member institutions, and for that matter, even the hospitality of the other coaches, and that was tremendous for us. And there's always going to be an adjustment period for teams going into a conference for the first time, and that's going to be there. You know, there's no hiding from that, and it's going to require some extra work in the off season. But it's a transition that you just have to spend a little bit more time familiarizing yourself with teams that you haven't seen for a while, coaches you might not have coached against, and it adds a lot, little more to your off season to try and become familiar with it before it's staring you in the face, you know, in a game week. And so the more preparation you're able to do in the off season makes that transition that much easier. But it's still going to be difficult. There's one thing about seeing things on film and watching it on your laptop, but there's a whole other thing going through it, and really over time you're going to become more and more familiar and things become a little bit easier for you. Plus, you have your football players who are also going through a transition time, and they're going into stadiums and they've never been in. So, you know, there's a lot to it, but the more preparation they can do in the off season, the better.
Stay in the back of the room all the way, stage right over.
Well, how have you already talked to your team about targeting rules? How will you talk to them about the new targeting rule? And what, if any, concerns do you have about the application of that rule?
Well, we talked to them about it in the spring, knowing it was coming, it was right around the corner. And you look for examples, Sam, that you're going to see. Different things that came up during practice and said, hey, that's a time where you're probably going to get thrown out of the game. But, you know, the scary thing to me is just what you say, it's the application part of it. And, you know, it's going to be pretty subjective, and I don't think it's an easy thing to call. In my opinion, it's going a little bit overboard right now, and some of the some things that I've seen on TV and different examples that they've shown, even as a coach watching it on TV, I haven't quite agreed with some of the things that they've talked about. But, I understand where it's coming from. It's about the safety of the players, and we're all for that. We just have to make sure that we're not messing with the integrity of the game and the sport in how it's supposed to be played.
What's your thoughts on your offense? I would think you have to be pretty excited about what you bring back and the possibilities on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I really like our offense that's coming back. And obviously it starts with the quarterback position, have a four-year starter at quarterback and some really dynamic weapons around them. I think we have the opportunity to have probably the best offensive line on paper, or potentially, that we've had since I've been here. Not only the starters, but some of the backups and the depth that we have really across the board.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.